When I stand before you, I do so as a partner, your friend, your lover, your equal, each and every day. But the moment you reach your hand out and loosen my tie and unbutton my shirt, things change. Slowly you undress me, revealing every part of me to your watchful gaze. I can feel your eyes on me. First my throat, a playground for your touch, for your long, sharp fingernails, for you to wrap a collar around and claim me. As my tie comes off and my shirt opens, I can see your mind working already, and I know it won't be long. My shirt comes off and you let it fall to the floor, unbuttoned and discarded. Your hands run over my chest and you tell me how much you like how it feels. Your hands caress me just for a moment. You stop and pinch my nipple, softly at first, and I moan. Harder now, your fingertips pressing together, and you look into my eyes, watching me grimace as you continue to pinch, pain shooting through my chest now. I am trembling in your grasp. Two fingers are enough to remind me that my body is yours, to touch, to tease, to torment. When you let go, you laugh softly. It is so easy for you, effortless. And now I am looking at you with so much desire, so much need. I want to be more than just your partner, your friend, or your lover. You slap my face and my cheek stings. It's just a reminder. A reminder that I'm not your equal. Not now. It continues to burn and I want you to touch it, to soothe it, but you don't. When you slide the belt from my pants and draw it slowly through the belt loops, I notice you licking your lips a bit. The belt I wear every day. The belt that you will also use to bind me, to choke me, to discipline me. You double it up and quickly yank the ends, causing it to make a loud crack. Another reminder. I jump a bit at the sound. You laugh, but now it's less playful, more sinister. As you unbutton and lower my pants, you smile. You leave them around my ankles and slip a finger in the waistband of my underwear. Slowly you run your finger between the elastic and my skin. As you lower them, it reveals my shiny metal cage, restraining my cock for you. You run your finger over it, and I feel myself trying to stiffen and get erect at your touch. The cage bites into my tender flesh, and you smile more watching the effect it has on me. When you lock my cock away, I know that I'm offering you something special. My desire, my arousal, my pleasure. I know that you want something more from me too. You want it to torment me. Every time I look at you, I feel your control over me. Each night when I go to sleep next to you, unable to touch myself or even feel any stimulation at all. Some nights, you let me pleasure you. Others, you force me to listen as you masturbate. You remind me over and over again that you own my cock, and you love seeing me squirm for you. When you wrap the cuffs around my wrists and ankles, I feel all sense of control begin to slip away. I know that now you can tie me in any number of ways, different poses and positions. You can display me, bound to the cross for your pleasure. You can secure me to the wall, face first, so that I can feel the kiss of your whip, the harsh bite and sharp sting that slowly radiates and then fades away. You can trap my arms behind me to torment my nipples, spread my legs to hurt your cock and your balls. One more way to remind me of that fact, because they are yours now. When you bind me and make me helpless, you make me watch. I see your lips and I hunger to kiss them. I see your breasts that I long to touch, to caress, to kiss and lick. I see your panty-covered pussy that I crave to worship. All of those things are yours to give or to withhold, and when you give them, I feel so much desire, longing, yearning. My need for you deepens almost to madness. Every day you remind me of one simple truth. The choice to be here is mine and mine alone. It may start with me standing before you, but each and every day we are together, I choose to kneel to you and to you alone. And when I kneel, I don't do it because I'm weak. I do it because I'm strong. I'm not just lowering myself, I'm also raising you up, raising us up. All that I am, all that I think, all that I feel, I offer to you when I'm on my knees. And I make that choice every day. I'm not yours because I kneel. I kneel because I'm yours.